And so last week in May, we made the announcement that we're launching the beta phase of the Wikiversity project. And the goal of the project is to create a more interactive space of learning than the Wikipedia, which is more of a, you get something out of it. Like, there's users who discover the participatory nature of it, and they become a part of the community. And there's others who just Google things, they discover resources, they print them out, and they use them. And Wikiversity is a bit different in that it's inherently designed to be participatory. Like, you have quizzes, you have learning activities that can be used for the classroom, or you have specific activities that are very unusual that I'm going to show you. So the idea, last week in May, we made the announcement that we're launching the beta phase of the Wikiversity project. And the goal of the project is to create a more interactive space of learning than the Wikipedia, which is more of a, you get something out of it. Like, there's users who discover the participatory nature of it, and they become a part of the community. And there's others who just Google things, they discover resources, they print them out, and they use them. And Wikiversity is a bit different in that it's inherently designed to be participatory. Like, you have quizzes, you have learning activities that can be used for the classroom, or you have specific activities that are very unusual that I'm going to show you. So the idea, the essence of the Wiki philosophy is the assumption of good faith. The assumption that people want to work together, they want to create useful resources, they want to create something powerful and lasting. And that assumption has borne out in practice. The assumption has borne out through the creation of Wikipedia, the largest encyclopedia ever created in human history. And we believe that this assumption can be transferred to other models of collaboration, other models of learning. And that's what we're trying to do with Wikiversity. So, it's a beta project. We're not quite like Google that we put out 50 beta projects at any given time, but we have some. So we want to try and see what we can do with it. We want to give the community the opportunity to experiment. So we don't have the resources in the organization to put a support staff of 20 people on this project. There's nobody in the foundation responsible for it other than the technical hosting of it. So we put it out there and we say, this is a space. And we advertise it within the Wikipedia community so that every Wikipedia knows this thing is there. Which guarantees a steady flow of participants who want to play with it and who want to do something with it. So it's a very good way to get a community started, to integrate it within to the Wikimedia family. Like, it's a new sister project and people want to explore it and look at it. And that's quite a lot of fun. So we have these languages so far. And really the idea is that do whatever you want with it, just play with it. So here's an example of something people have been doing within the Wikiversity, and I can actually show you the live page of the Lunaboo Town project. And it's a kind of activity that's really only doable in the Wiki because it's fundamentally a creative process. So what these people have been doing, basically it's a futuristic learning exercise. So they're pretending that they're planning a city on the moon, and they're looking at what could the city look like? You know, what resources would be available? What business models would be available? The computer is frozen. Now it's not. So
that's part of the reality.
Exactly. So people just edit this page and they say, okay, what would it be like to have a chicken farm on the moon? Or what would it be like to have an ice skating rink on the moon? And so they say, okay, the construction goes, so the operating must repeat this. It's all very random, it's all very experimental, and it's not like we actually built this thing. But it's a fun learning exercise, whether it's for children or whether it's for adults. It's a way to experiment with ideas, and it's a way to learn how to plan. And imagine this kind of resource to be actually integrated well into a formal education process where there's a systematic to it rather than just people randomly coming to a website, and it becomes quite powerful. And right now it's just people experimenting and showing things, and that's just one of the ideas. And the reason it works, one of the things that I find quite helpful of wikis, and it's a concept that's a little hard to wrap your hand around it, but the wiki is essentially also a way to create your own set of tools and processes and workflows. if you're familiar with traditional websites and content management systems, usually what happens is you have a predefined workflow, like a learning management system, an e-learning system. You have a predefined workflow of a learner who goes into a course, answers a set of questions, and then you have the educator who puts that stuff in. This is not the case in a wiki. In a wiki, you make your own processes. So you say, I want to create a Luna Boomtime project. And all you need to do to participate in this project is edit this page and put in the stuff you think would be cool. So people design their own workflow, the workflow being edit here, add the link there, follow the link, put something in, follow the rules, follow the principles, it's self-documenting so people can experiment freely with it. There's several other interesting resources. So a lot of it is like, I would say there's a bunch of exemplary resources of stuff that's actually cool and interesting, and there's a bunch of stuff that's abandoned. And that's really typical for wikis. Like, people go in, write something in, and think maybe someone else will touch it, and then nobody will. This stuff is actually active. There's this one guy, I think he's a retired film writer, if I remember correctly, and he's making this school on filmmaking. And he's put and compiled these really well designed resources with exercises and everything on storyboarding and scoring. And there's movie clips there that you can watch. It's quite well made. So that's another example resource. And another example of a project that's sort of also in the learning activity research space is the Wikiversity Bloom Club project. It's kind of a citizen science activity where you say, we want to motivate people from all over the world to just look into their backyards and see if they can observe the blooming kinds of flowers and record them on the wiki. So they keep track of what they see. They observe their reality and they track it. And again, it's a participatory activity. Someone just made it up. And this one happened to kick off. This one happened to attract something like 30 contributors to actually participate. Whereas others might also be good ideas and they might never. One of the things that I'd like to do as a foundation at some point is I would like to put together a database of educational activities that educators can use on the web to bring students online and participate in these projects. Because I'm pretty sure 99% of educators out there have no idea that this stuff exists. And we'd love to make them aware of it. So I've been talking to the folks from another interesting project. It's called the Encyclopedia of Life. And it's a project that's funded by the Sloan Foundation. It's got about $100 million funding for a period of 10 years. And they want to create a page about every species on Earth. It's been initiated by the notable biologist, Ian Wilson. And so they have quite a bit of support. And they have a similar notion that they want to make science a participatory process. They want to use this resource to leverage global communities and patient communities. And so it's possible that a partnership could form around this notion of making this stuff known. You know, how do you participate? How do you find these resources? So if you're interested in that kind of database, then please stop me to sign up. We have special software, that's another cool thing. Nobody paid a single donor to develop special tools for Wikiversity. They were made because people wanted them. So we have a special tool that allows anyone to use Wiki syntax to create these quiz questions and answers. So you put a bunch of text in the wiki and it renders this for you. You have to learn how it works, but once you know, we can create multiple choice questions and different types of, you know, I don't know, that's all you need when you fill gaps inside the text and words that you have to have in the right place. So there's different kinds of educational activities that you can model with this extension. And that's just something a student hacked together in his spare time and said, hey, it's ready, why don't we use it? And we said, hey, we don't have to do anything other than flip a switch, so why not? And there's other stuff that's very creative in nature, like gaming simulations of different kinds. There's obviously this kind of project chats, nerds, all disciplines. So they can, you know, spend hours and hours and hours designing their own games or whatever strategy guides. And that's fun, you know, that's to be encouraged, I think. So this is a little bit about Wikiversity, and before I go to the next step, I want to ask, do you have any questions about the project and how it works?
Just to kind of from the same research center, I'm curious how I was browsing your site earlier and I see that there's schools and there's projects and there's goals and there's topics and there's teams. I was wondering if you could say a bit more about how they fit together, if it's a sort of a matrix organization or if it's kind of hierarchical.
It's a mess. That's the organizational principle. So basically, the initial idea, I mean, the Wikiversity project was formed from the interests of multiple people within the communities who had different ideas of what it would be. So the name Wikiversity always suggests that some people wanted it to be organized like traditional institutions of learning. And some of the first pages that people created were basically more like there's a school of this and there's a school of that and there's a school of X. And you know, initially there was even the idea that there would be a head for each school. And the Wiki community didn't really like that idea very much. So that was quickly abandoned, and then it became the schools are more now sort of an in-depth and overview of the activities that are there. And so within each school, you should be finding links to specific topic pages and specific lesson pages. That's at least the basic idea. What I would observe about the project in its current stage is basically, I think it demonstrates some very powerful things, and I think that's pretty much it. You know, it demonstrates some very powerful ideas, but if we want to make this work, we need to invest a lot more intelligence in how we design and structure this thing. So, Sue's going to talk later a little bit about what these challenges are, also not just from a technical, also from a social perspective. But I should mention that there's another project called Wiki Educator that's not affiliated with the Wiki Media Foundation, though sort of affiliated in the sense that I hosted. And have been providing them with technical support and on the advisor board. And it's operated by the Commonwealth of Learning, which is a Commonwealth non-profit organization that basically supports e-learning in the Commonwealth countries. And however, it's not limited to the Commonwealth. And the idea behind Wiki Educators is to have a wiki that's more focused on the people who are actually using the materials rather than the learners. So, this is a very interesting wiki in a number of ways, in that it's more structured than Wikiversity, and the users you find participating there have a better idea of what they want to achieve with it. And there's another project within the Wikimedia Foundation family, it's called Wikibooks. And that's basically our textbook project. I mean, it is a little, you might think, this crazy Wikimedians, what are they doing? What are they doing? All these projects. A little bit of history may be in order. The Wikibooks project was created in part because one of the things that happened in the early history of Wikipedia is people just put a bunch of stuff in Wikipedia that didn't belong there. So they put dictionary entries into Wikipedia and we created a dictionary so we could move them out of there. And they put source entries like an entire constitution text of a country into Wikipedia, so we created a Wiki source so we could move them there. And they created huge how-to manuals and books, book-like manuals, to create Wikibooks. So this was how the first projects were started in the history of the Wikimedia Foundation. And I don't think that's necessarily an ideal organizational structure. So the reason I'm mentioning Wikipedia and Wikibooks, and I should also mention another very interesting project that is not affiliated with us, called Connections, it's at Weiss University in Houston. And that's a place where people can contribute learning resources as single authors. It's on collaborative writing. You are the author of one particular lesson or one particular course, and you put it there, you upload it. But at that, it is highly successful. They've actually produced full-length textbooks of very reasonable quality. And my point is, this space right now is quite messy. There's a lot of random activity and bubbling and brainstorming going on. And I would love for us to think about how we bring structure into this and how we work together better. Because there's no need for competition, we all want the same thing. We want to create high quality free educational resources and we want to use them, anyone can contribute to. So I'm trying to network with people like Wiki Educator and Connections in identifying ways to collaborate. For example, whether it is by making sure that the video that you upload can be used by all of these projects, or whether that is that you actually merge like Wiki Educator, Wikiversity, Wikibooks into a single big Wiki learning project where learners and teachers can interact with each other and where you then more systematically think about the structure of it so that they have sort of a committee or a conference that prepares some kind of preliminary structure to lay out the project plan rather than just, you know, saying this is a beta project and whatever you do is fine. So I think Wikis to some extent in the bootstrapping phase benefit from a little more of a systematic approach.
So you mentioned all these other really cool projects going on, the books and the educator and the diversity, and you mentioned the idea, which I think is a really good one, about thinking more along the lines of how they could work together, how they could be integrated or collaborate better. And so I was wondering if you could take a stab at what your vision for that is, if you have one, where you think you can see that going.
So what I've been talking about, I've been discussing that in some detail with Wayne Mackintosh, who's the founder of the Wiki Educator Project. And Wiki Educator. And I think Wiki Educator and the community stuff are the major initiatives that very easily could network with each other and make a fresh beginning. So what we've been thinking about is trying to apply for a grant to make a first major meeting happen among the volunteers and also the leaders of these education initiatives and other interested experts. And to sort of think about what the structure would be, what the governance model would be, because I do believe, as I said, that if you want to make a new start, you really want to think a bit more about how things are going to work. Where you don't want to just put up a blind Wiki page that's fun and for it, you bring some exercise and for trying out different things. But when you actually want to come up with something that's going to be coherent and understandable, and you want to take a more systematic approach. So I would imagine that this would end with some kind of interim governance committee for a new project that would exist in parallel in the beginning to the existing projects, and where resources would be gradually merged in where it makes sense. And you would want to perhaps limit the scope a little bit in the beginning. Like in Wikiversity, for example, there was a lot of interest by academics in having these really abstract discussions about the future of learning and de-schooling and things like that. And I'm not sure that's something that you necessarily want to have as a core thing in the new project. So you want to limit the scope of it a little bit, and you want to structure it a little bit, and I think that would be the first step, like a meeting and then a sort of governance structure for it.
Mm-hmm.